Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's great to be with you. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. And now we are in John chapter 20, and we're at verse 24 down through verse 29. Now, this is the fourth appearance of Christ recorded in the Gospel of John. He appeared to Mary in a special personal appearance to her. By the way, he's had other appearances as well, but these are the ones we're just going through. There are 15 all in all, but we're just going through the ones recorded in the Gospel of John. His third appearance was to the disciples. So the first Lord's Day worship service was with the disciples on that Sunday evening. But you know what? Not everybody was there. Not all the disciples were there. Thomas wasn't there. But now Thomas wants to know. And when they tell him that he was with them, so what happens? All right, now fast forward 1 week later, the second Lord's Day, guess what Jesus is going to do? He's going to reaffirm God's people assemble on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, in the new covenant to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus. This is going to become the habit of the New Testament church. We assemble not on the seventh day. The Lord of the Sabbath rested on the seventh day from his work of redemption. Now we worship. Our 1 in 7 is now the first day of the week. In commemoration of Christ's resurrection, it's the Lord's Day. And to commemorate, he is coming again. It's the Lord's Day. And to commemorate, we rest in Jesus. It's the Lord's Day. And to embrace the weekly Sabbath, which God created us to embrace, but now it's the Lord's Day, as it becomes known in the New Testament church. Why do we do it? Jesus rose on the first day. Jesus assembled his church on the first day. He did it not only the first Lord's Day, he did it on the second Lord's Day. And by the way, Sunday evening seems to be a good time to assemble as well as Sunday morning, because he does it again, and let me read it. John chapter 20, verse 24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. See, he wasn't there that Lord's Day evening. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hands into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again. They're in that upper room. Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So Jesus is back again, second Lord's Day, another Lord's Day worship. They're back in there in the evening, and now Thomas is there, the one who has doubted whether Jesus is truly risen. It was just your wishful thinking. It was an appearance. So Jesus comes. By the way, notice the glorified body can go through doors, can eat, can sup, can sit, can do all of those things, but by the way, can walk through the doors. A closed door didn't stop him. So now he's there in their presence, and he sees Thomas, and he says, "Here, go ahead, put your hands out." Here's the thing about Christianity. Christianity doesn't avoid the test. Saving faith is not a leap in the dark. It's walking in the light. Jesus commands us and invites us to test him. "Here, Thomas, test it. You don't believe? Come here and test." Well, Thomas immediately sees that this is the Lord, and he affirms him as the Lord, and he hears the message again, the gospel of peace. Peace be with you. You've got the peace of God. You've got peace with God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And then Jesus said to him, "So now you believe because you've seen." And that's fine. He invited him to test him. He says, "Come and see and test." The whole book of John is about testing, witness after witness after witness that is there. But now on this second Lord's Day, he not only tells us to go, you're no longer a mission field, you're now a missionary. As the Father sent me, so send I you. He tells us this, "Those whom you go to, though they do not see me, they believe in me, and they are blessed." He's talking about you and me. Praise God, they didn't stay in that upper room. They became missionaries, and it went to the ends of the world, and it has come to us. And we have not yet seen him with our eyes, but we have seen him by faith. And we are blessed with eternal life. Believe in me, and he who believes in Jesus has eternal life. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.